We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's divisional playoff weekend. The league has dwindled down to a few games. The season has dwindled down. There are just 7 games left to be played for this weekend in divisional week playoff. For a lot of football fans, their favorite weekend of the year, wall-to-wall action starting at 4 tomorrow right up until 7 o'clock on Sunday night. So the second round of the playoffs, we get the ones and the twos back in action in the league where they play. For Pat. Here we go. Game number one, the Chiefs hosting the Colts in Kansas City. It has been a big ride for the Chiefs this year with their record-breaking quarterback. They've gone through the hunt thing. They probably haven't hit on all cylinders since then at the same level, but they still had an amazing offensive season with Mahomes throwing the ball to Hill and to Kelsey. They have put up a lot of points, at least 26 in every game. And now here come the Colts. The Colts have had really an amazing season. One that, if you take back to July, you didn't even know if Andrew Luck was going to play. They opened the season 1-5. They're just the second team in the history of the league to ever make the playoffs after 1-5. They finished the season. They win that game. That was like a playoff game. And they win that game thoroughly, and then they go on the road to Kansas City, into Houston, and win that game thoroughly. Now they go to Kansas City, where it's supposed to be cold and snowy and windy, but it's the same for both passes. This will match a pair of quarterbacks who will have put up more touchdown passes in a season than any matchup in the history of the National Football League. They have both had brilliant seasons. Kansas City, you know the saga, Andy Reid. All the blown games, the 4 losses as a home favorite in his last 4 games. Coaching, the Chiefs have blown leads of all different sizes. They've blown games in a variety of ways. They haven't won a playoff game at home in 25 years. So a lot of fans, a lot of people around that franchise think that the building is snake bit. And to that, they get a team tomorrow that is playing about as well as you can possibly play. The Colts have really been unbelievable. As one person termed it this week, they might be the best 6 seed in the history of the league. They've won 10 of 11 games. They're 6-0 straight up and against the spread against winning teams this year. They can run it. They obviously have a brilliant quarterback. They can throw it. They can throw it deep. The quarterback can run. Their defense has improved. They have talent on both sides of the ball. They have young talent on both sides of the ball. They have hungry talent on both sides of the ball. Do not in any way underestimate Kansas City. They've had a brilliant season. They have lightning quick player in Hill. They have a great tight end in Kelsey. They have a wonderful quarterback in Mahomes. If it's so easy for the Colts here, as so many people have depicted it, why are they still a 5.5-point underdog, which they are? You know, line's a little higher than it should be, which sometimes can make you think, but I'm taking the Colts plus 5.5. I think the game comes down to a field goal. I asked all week if you could have the lead and play defense or be 3 points behind and have the ball, which would you take? Everybody took the ball. That might be how this game ends with the ball in the hands of one of these dynamic quarterbacks down a field goal looking to win the game and see if he can. He probably will. I think the Colts will be standing. It'll be very close one way or the other. Give me the Colts plus 5.5, game number one. Game number two, the Cowboys and the Rams. The Rams back in the playoffs under their young coach, who already has a tree, which is amazing. I mean, his quarterback coach is going to be a head coach next year, which is amazing when you think about. Here's a guy who's a baby who has yet to win a playoff game and already has a coaching tree. I mean, that is rather remarkable when you think about it. The Cowboys come off a great win The third down play that Prescott made with his legs sealed the victory and really kind of stamped him. They are a good defensive team. They really are. They're a very sound defensive team. When the Cowboys score 20 this year, they win. It's been the magic number. When they score 20, they win because their defense has played well all season. I tell you, the line's a little higher than it probably should be in this game at 7. I don't trust either quarterback. I'm still learning about the Rams and their coach. The Rams haven't been the same team since they lost Cooper Kupp. They say Gurley's healthy. We know Elliott's healthy. Both teams have a big back. The Rams are more explosive. They're more versatile. They're home, but it will be half a Dallas group. This, to me, was the hardest of the four games to predict as far as with the point spread. All week, I felt the Rams would win the game. If the game was in Dallas, I would have picked the Cowboys. The game is in L.A., I'm picking the Rams, and I'm not going to say I think the Rams are going to win, but I'm going to take the Cowboys in the points. I'm not doing that. I'm taking the Rams, laying the 7, because I just think it could be a late touchdown. Game could get... I don't think the Cowboys are built to come from behind in this game. I don't trust their quarterback, and I don't like them. If the Rams get down a couple of scores, they could come back. If the Cowboys get down a couple of scores, I think they're dead. This is a very big game for both franchises. Very big game for both young quarterbacks. I think it's the Rams' game to win. They're the more versatile group. They're home. I think they win it. Give me the Rams -7, game number 2. Moving to Sunday, obviously, we've been to this place before. I remember the first playoff game that Parcells won in Foxborough with the Pats. I remember the AFC title game when he beat Jacksonville and went to the championship. Went to the Super Bowl against the Packers that first year when he rebuilt that franchise from nothing. I mean from nothing. And what Belichick's done with it has been amazing. And we've watched a generation of what they've accomplished. The numbers in this game are staggering, okay? Brady 7-0 against Rivers. The Pats are 8-0 in their last... Since 2012, they're 8-0 in a playoff at home in Foxborough. We know how good they are on the road. And even the word this week out of Foxborough was that the Pats were healthier and sharper than they've been the entire season. If the Pats win this game, they win it with their defense. Their offense no longer can win these games. Gronk's not the same. They don't have a deep threat. Brady's been a little off his game. I don't love the offensive line. They don't have deep weapons. I think the Chargers match up very well with them. I think this game comes down to the defensive fronts and which one exerts more pressure on the opposing quarterback. I think the Pats will produce some. I think the Chargers will produce more. It's very hard to go against the Pats in this spot. Very, very difficult to do because they've just been so successful at it. But I think the Chargers getting 4 can win this game. I think they're the better team. And I think it'll be their pass rush that will be the difference. You'll be saying in the second half, wow, the Pats can't give Brady time to get anything done. It's not his day. I think that could be the difference in the game. Watch 54-99 and where they line up. Watch 54-99, how they get blocked in this game and whether they're getting blocked in this game. Chargers +4. I think it's a field goal either way. Chargers +4, game number 3. And then the fourth game, the Eagles and the Saints in New Orleans. I went with the Bears last week. I was in the car at the end of this game, unfortunately. Had no choice. Jack had a basketball game, so I was driving him to the game. The game was at Chaminade, and a night game. And the Bears had just given the ball back to the Eagles for that drive up five. I thought when they didn't get the two-point conversion, I thought it was a very big play. I thought if the Bears got up seven, it was a very big play. When they didn't, I thought it was the first of many things that went wrong between there and the end of the game. No question, when you go back and look at this game, the Bears missed incredible opportunities to put the Eagles away. And that's the same thing that the Saints have to deal with here. The Saints have to put the Eagles away, because if you let the Eagles and Foles hang around into the fourth quarter, inside one score, they will beat you. They have shown that they know how to do that. They have shown they mystifyingly know how to do that. Foles threw some picks up for grabs last week. He made some plays that were not good. He played a little loose, and then all of a sudden, when it was there and he had to have it, he had it. And the Bears, that vaunted Bear defense, didn't get the job done. They couldn't stop that last drive. Fourth down to Tate, touchdown. And then, obviously, the missed field goal. After the make, then the miss. They even get that right in Philadelphia. Now everything goes right for Philly, but doesn't. I wasn't there for the marriage, so you don't be there for the funeral. The question in this game is, do the Saints, who are better at this than anybody in the league, who are in as toughest place as there is in the league to play, in an era where they aren't any pits or any tough places to play, this is a tough place to play. And the Saints have a habit of exploding. First rule of winning a playoff game is to stabilize the game. Sean will do everything to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think the key is, you'll know early, if the Eagles can't get a pass rush and they are getting blocked and Breeze has time, he will cut them apart. And watch Ted Ginn Jr. They brought him in. They brought him in to make big plays. They have not had a speed guy this year other than Kamara, and they will try to get him down the field. And they will do not be surprised to see him hit some big plays. Now, he won't catch them all, but he can catch a couple. And when he catches them, they'll be big plays. I have learned to grudgingly have great respect for the Eagles. I picked them in the Super Bowl. I did not pick them before the Super Bowl. They beat me in all those playoff games last year. I did pick them in the Super Bowl because I had given up getting my head handed to me by them. I went against them last week. I thought the Bears would beat them. I really thought the Bears would beat them, and the Bears didn't get it done. But stubbornly, I'm going with the better team and the team that's home and the team that I think can break the game open in the Saints. Saints win it by two touchdowns, so the Saints minus eight is game number four. So Colts plus 5.5, Rams minus 7, Chargers plus 4, Eagles minus 8. Two AFC dogs, two NFC faves. Divisional playoff weekend. I didn't hear what you say. What did you say? Saints minus 8. What did I say? Oh, excuse me. He said I said Eagles. I apologize. So I think they know the Saints minus 8 is pick number 4. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.